We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A high-priced heist on Manhattan's East Side. It happened at the Jimmy Choo store. Our Al Jones is there and joins us live.
Yeah, Susan, this grab-and-go robbery caught security at Jimmy Choo's off guard. A man and a woman in their 20s grabbing a dozen handbags valued at $26,000. Shoppers here are surprised the thieves were able to elude security in this high-end neighborhood. Now, the robbery just before noon at the Madison Avenue Jimmy Choo's. The thieves making off in a blue Jeep with Pennsylvania plates, a man and a woman. It happened so fast that an employee here says they didn't even close. Al Jones, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
The city is out with new crime numbers. Murders were up last month compared to a year ago. 29 people were killed in October, a 61% jump from the same period in 2018, when New York City recorded 18 homicides. The NYPD says overall crime is down, but the new report also finds a surge in anti-Semitic hate crimes, which are up 162% over 2018. That includes 13 cases involving hate symbols that force subway trains to be taken out of service for cleaning. A fatal crash in Queens where a man was struck and killed by a mini school bus.
At the intersection of 67th Drive and 73rd Place in Middle Village, there is no stop sign, no light, nor is there a crosswalk. And it's where an 83-year-old man was killed as he crossed the street with his wife. The police say just as Bing Nguyen Chen crossed the street, a mini yellow school bus made a left turn into that street and struck him. He was pinned under the bus. Ted lives right nearby and said it's extremely dangerous.
That was always a rough corner. I walk my dog, I stop, I tell people to go, and then I go.
Well, this is an 83-year-old guy crossing.
You know what? Side. You know, no matter what, the driver's always wrong.
Meanwhile, the driver of the minivan remained at the scene and wasn't arrested. There were no children on the bus at the time. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Middle Village, Queens.
President Trump returns to the city next week to help kick off the Veterans Day parade. The United War Veterans Council says the president has accepted their invitation to speak during the opening ceremony before laying a wreath at the Eternal Light Memorial in Madison Square Park. He'll be the first sitting president to visit New York City on Veterans Day since George W. Bush in 2008. More than 25,000 people, including veterans and active duty military personnel, are expected to march along Fifth Avenue. With Veterans Day right around the corner, an organization is seeking to connect vets with jobs in the entertainment industry.
The company is called Vets to Set, a nonprofit group that has created a database that links veterans with prospective employers looking for help shooting commercials or on movie sets or even with the creation of video games. David Cohen is the co-founder and president of Vets to Set, and he says there are lots of things for a vet to do.
Driving vans and trucks to helping parking on the set, who's packing and unloading cartons, who's working in the production office on a computer.
Today, Samsung and Comcast NBC Universal are co-sponsoring Vets to Set's kickoff at Samsung headquarters in New York. I'm John Stolness.
Two people have been killed in a house fire in Jamesburg, New Jersey.
This ranch-style home here on Sheridan Street is completely gutted. Flames pouring through the roof as neighbors noticed it at 3:30 in the morning. And a number of them called 911, including Adam. He said the heat was just intense.
Yeah, just the flames. You just felt. I woke up to the heat and the dog barking. It was just absolutely insane. I think the fire was burning for a while before anyone called it in or woke up, being the dead of night.
Now, other neighbors tell me they didn't hear any smoke alarms going off, but even if they had been working, the fire was so strong they don't think the victims could have gotten out. Two men who lived here lost their identities, not initially released. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, on Sheridan Street in Jamesburg.
When you call an Uber, you don't expect to wind up underwater. A rideshare SUV with an Uber decal in the window was heading down Port Washington Avenue when the driver lost control and crashed into someone's backyard pool. The homeowner, Deborah Wren, told CBS2 the crash shook her whole house and splashed water on her windows.
Luckily, they landed in the shallow end. And really, now, I mean, it was a little unnerving, but thankfully they were fine.
Both the driver and passenger were taken to the hospital where they were treated for minor injuries. The cause of this crash is not yet known. After 110 years, the Newark Museum has a new name. It is now the Newark Museum of Art. The renaming comes because while its art collection ranks 12th among North American art museums, apparently half the public doesn't know what it offers. The Newark Museum of Art features collections from Asia, Africa, and the Americas, as well as significant science, technology, and natural history exhibits.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.